Servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle who was appointed to the gospel of God. A chapter from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for a profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight the path of your feet, so that which is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكاسي لكم من رسالة بطرس الرسول وقول وبركاته تكون معنا أمين. أيها الأحباء لا تستغربوا البلوى المحرقة التي بينكم حادثة لأجل امتحانكم كأنها أصابكم أمر غريب. بل كما اشتركتم في آلام المسيح افرحوا لكي تفرحوا في استعلام مجده أيضا مبتهجين. إن عيرتم باسم المسيح فطوبى لكم، لأن روح المجد والله يحل عليكم، أما من جهتهم فيجدف عليه، وأما من جهتكم فيمجد. فلا يتألم أحدكم كقاتل أو سارق أو فاعل شر أو متداخل في أمور غيره، ولكن إن كان كمسيحي فلا يهكر، بل يمجد الله من هذا القبيل، لأنه الوقت لابتداء القضاء من بيت الله. فإن كان أولا منا فما هي نهاية الذين لا يطيعون إنجيل الله؟ وإن كان البار بالجهد يخلص فالفاجر والخاطئ أين يظهران؟ فإذن الذين يتألمون بحسب مشيئة الله فليستودعوا أنفسهم كما لخالق أمين في عمل الخير. لا تحب العالم ولا الشيء في العالم، العالم يمضي شهواته، والذي يصنع رضا الله يدوم إلى الأبد أمين.
براكسيس فصل من أعمال أبائنا رسل الأطهار المشمولين بنعمة روح القدس بركتهم فتكون معنا أمين. وأما خيمة الشهادة فكانت مع أبائنا في البرية كما أمر الذي كلم موسى أن يعملها على المثال الذي كان قد رآه، التي أدخلها أيضا أباؤنا استخلفوا عليها مع يشوع في ملك الأمم الذين طردهم الله من وجه أبائنا إلى أيام داود، الذي وجد نعمة أمام الله والتمس أن يجد مسكنا لإله يعقوب، ولكن سليمان بنى له بيتا، لكن العلي لا يسكن في هياكل مصنوعة بالأيادي كما يقول النبي: السماء كرسي لي والأرض موطئ لقدمي، أي بيت تبنون لي يقول الرب وأي هو مكان راحتي؟ أليست يدي صنعت هذه الأشياء كلها؟ يا قصاة الرقاب وغير المختونين بالقلوب والأذان، أنتم دائما تقاومون الروح القدس كما كان أباؤكم كذلك أنتم. أي الأنبياء لم يضطهده أباؤكم وقد قتلوا الذين سبقوا فأنبأوا بمجيء البار الذي أنتم الآن صرتم مسلميه وقتليه، الذين أخذتم الناموس بترتيب ملائكة ولم تحفظوه؟ فلما سمعوا هذا حنقوا بقلوبهم وصروا بأسنانهم عليه. وأما هو فشخص إلى السماء وهو ممتلئ من الروح القدس فرأى مجد الله ويسوع قائما عن يمين الله، فقال: ها أنا أنظر السماوات مفتوحة وابن الإنسان قائما عن يمين الله. فصاحوا بصوت عظيم وسدوا أذانهم وهجموا عليه بنفس واحدة وأخرجوه خارج المدينة ورجموه، والشهود خلعوا ثيابهم عند رجلي الشاب يقال له شاول، فكانوا يرجمون استفانوس وهو يدعو ويقول: أيها الرب يسوع اقبل روحي. ثم جثى على ركبتيه وصرخ بصوت عظيم: يا رب لا تقم لهم هذه الخطية. وإذ قال هذا رقد، وكان شاول راضيا بقتله. وحدث في ذلك اليوم اضطهاد عظيم على الكنيسة التي في أورشليم، فتشتت الجميع في كورة اليهودية والسامرة ما عدا الرسل، وكلمة الرب تنمو وتزداد وتعتز وتثبت في كنيسة الله المقدسة. أمين.
Of me swore, may God have been given the goodness and reality for in peace and tranquility where our sin and good are forgiven through the truth and mercy of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day and of the year 20 of the martyr Saint Ari, the priest was martyred, this saint was born in the city of Chatanov. He was a priest pure and exceedingly merciful to the extent that he was worthy to fruitful future things by divine inspiration. God granted him the gift of healing the sick and casting out unclean spirits. When the governor of Nicaeus heard of him, he broke the sand and asked him to worship the idols. When Saint Ari refused, the governor ordered to severely scourge him, then threw him in the prison where the Lord Christ appeared to the saint, healed and strengthened him. When the governor was weary of torturing him, he sent him to Arminius, governor of Alexandria, to keep him away of his flock and not to attract many to the faith. Arminius severely tormented him, then cast him in prison. He healed the eyes of the son of the keeper of the prison, and this miracle attracted many of the pagans to the Christian faith. When Arminius heard the summoned him and threw him in the fiery furnace, however, the Lord saved him. Then he commanded to behead the saint. Thus he received the crown of the martyrdom. Saint Julius of Akfas was present, wrote his account, shrouded his pure body, and sent him to Chatanov as he requested. His people received him with songs, hymns, and praises. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. us, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said, O Son, your Zabroni Apostle, many Rome righteous men have desire to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as pray for the see and yearning for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the Holy Gospels, to the prayer of your saints. Remember, O Lord, our Master, have bidden us to remember and supplications, and pray which have got unto you, Lord, our God's wounds, and for ready for and asleep, report them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teachers and to the evangelist. Be his blessing. From the Psalms, for our teacher David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And as he said these thanks to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, that they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trembled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear and inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before our God? And but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confess me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Tengo este volcán de Anastasis en temir el mundo, en mi honfente mi honesteo.